Phone hacks.
Half chubby, I'm a little half chubby. I'm half chubby, and I want to record a podcast with my little half chubby.
I'm picturing a cute little cartoon half chub just like dancing. Like,
half chubby, like take that, me to the puppy, yeah. Give me a little rubby, I'm your little half chubby.
Look at my hubby, man, half chubby.
Look at my hubby, he's got the little chubby.
It's the new Baby Shark, your nephew can't stop watching it on your iPad.
Just a dance. Chode?
Yeah. I never thought I'd say this, but put Baby Shark back on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we started, so we got all that fucking hot half chub content.
Oh, yeah.
So that's our new intro song, I think. Half chubby with the phone hack schlubby.
We are all little schlubbies.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kinks. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the good Charlotte to my Sex Pistols.
Oh.
Nick Capper.
Lifestyles of the rich and the famous, always complaining. And now that's them.
Yeah.
That's good Charlotte now.
Yeah. They were already rich and famous when they did that song. They're with, well, he was with Nicole Richie. The other one was with the other one.
Yeah.
Right?
The other one was with the other one.
Yeah.
Was there Joel Madden and Benji?
Yeah.
You could have said, you're Joel and I'm Benji.
No, Benji. They're both as bad as each other.
Yeah.
I actually think the one that tries to be the hardcore looking punk is the worst one.
Yeah, that's the worst one.
Yeah.
You're like, man, you can't.
I always thought it was weird that in Limp Bizkit, they have like one guy dressed as like a monster.
Yeah.
And the rest of them are it would be like if in Slipknot there was just one wigger in the crew.
Yeah. There's just one juggalo, the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one insane clown in the posse.
And there's a regular clown. Yeah. Well, there's a totally sane clown. He's like, stop
totally
being silly,
stable
guys.
Clown.
Yeah. I clown on the side of my accounting firm just for my kids.
Well, we haven't introduced him yet, but the great man, the regular Rohan Ganju, is back.
Thank you for having me, guys.
We got to start putting you on the payroll of some kind. I don't know what we do.
You talk about it every episode, and I dream that it'll happen.
Yeah.
This massive payroll you have.
Yeah, this massive payroll.
It's like the Mr. Burns thing. Like, there's no money, and your ceiling collapses with more gold and shit.
Yeah. We'd have to give you some other job. What would it be?
Head sock boy.
Head sock boy.
Yeah, well, you're doing that for free. But I'll start trying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we? Yeah. One day you'll be a head sock man. When you get promoted, but you just got back from India. You said you brought some diarrhea with you.
I got food poisoning. Yeah. Which is, I guess, part of the deal.
Man, I went to India and I was like. There was a couple of times where I had, you know, bad diarrhea. But then the rest of the trip, I was just
good
like,
diarrhea.
Okay, I just have diarrhea now.
Yeah.
I just have it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, well.
I also have diarrhea so often anyway.
Yeah.
That irregular shit is like... outside the norm for you.
Yeah. This when it's bad, it becomes like foam. It's like when the beer tap is like,
this isn't the foam hacks. Gross. Oh man.
How long were you in India for?
5 days. Oh. Yeah, it was for a family wedding.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah.
Was it one of those big? Where? Which city?
It was a Kashmiri style wedding. It was in Delhi.
Delhi. Oh yeah, man. Delhi is that. Did you go to Old Delhi?
No. It was just sort of spending time around like where this. But no, yeah. What's in Old Delhi?
Oh man, it's like not even a city really. It's like the roads are like mud.
I was talking
to an Indian comic. I was like, man, Old Delhi. It's so wild. Yeah, it was like not even like a city. It was crazy.
It's wild the whole time you're there because, like, you'll walk out of, like, just, like, out of poverty into, like, a really nice mall and
man,
shit like
it's
that.
Nuts.
But,
it's insane.
I was just telling Mike, it was, like, I was, like, the shame of the, like, because my dad's obviously moved here and married a white lady. So now the it's
dream.
Just like,
isn't that the dream?
Well, like, I think they're all jealous, but the jealousy comes out in the form of just like shaming. Testing me on India shit. Oh, and yeah, just yeah, like, yeah. Do you speak any Kashmiri and all this stuff? And like, just like, yeah, I'm eating naan bread and they're like, is that too spicy for you and shit? But now I started playing into it, just being like the annoying Bogan guy, just like picking up samosas, being like, what kind of meat pie is this? And like, you know. And then like, they all have the dots and I was like, there's a sniper, get down. Like, kind of shit. Some little kid's got a laser pointer, he's mucking around, I'll find him, just wait there, auntie. Oh, he's got you too, there must be lots of them around here.
It's like a zero dark 30. Emphasis on the dark.
Hey, look. Hey, what's happy. Your dad's name, man?
Vinod.
Yeah, they're like, Vinod. Oh, he goes to Australia, gets a white woman. But then he's got
moron.
This shit son.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what happens.
Revenge is out.
He's tempted by the Western devils, and this is what happens.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, that was the other thing, is they're like, oh, okay. And then they would always, like, multiple of them, when I said I was a comedian, turn to my dad and like, do you give him a lot of money?
Do you give him a lot of money?
I was like, he doesn't give me that much money.
You got to capitalize on the Indian comedian scene, right? Because apparently Joey Green is, like, huge over there.
Yeah, because he's, like, a gimmick actor over there. He's some white guy.
Yeah. Hmm. But you got to, they support their own, right?
I feel like I wouldn't be Indian enough to just be an Indian comedian. I wouldn't be Australian enough to be like this Australian guy.
Dude.
Yeah.
I don't think it would work.
Yeah.
And like, other than that, why not move to that paradise with the clean air and crime-free
perfect
streets?
Roads.
Yeah.
Definitely no brewing racial tensions.
Yeah, Joey was telling me that he, when he did those shows in India, because he blew up.
What?
Oh,
sorry.
He blew up.
Finally, the white guy gets one back on the brown guys.
They radicalized him over there.
No, I thought he was doing a reverse terrorism.
he
comes from
terrorism.
Australia to suicide bomb the.
But he said that he was at a show and there was like 60 people waiting in like a line outside, you know, in a queue. And he got like a support act from India, and the Indians goes like, "Well, you must be used to this." And he's like, "Not at all.
Yeah,
like, he's like, in my country,
yeah,
I wouldn't even have this many people in my venue."
Yeah. Well, that's what I was wondering. Like because they obviously have a thriving comedy scene in India.
Yeah.
On an Indian lineup, are they like, man, we need some diversity. We need a couple white guys on this lineup.
Yeah.
Like, does that happen? I wouldn't think so.
I'm not sure. I'd like to hear about that, but I imagine absolutely not.
No, because they know what happens when you start letting white people in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're overtaken. Yeah. We're like putting the music
breed
on.
Like
we're
rabbits.
Like, hey, I bet we play a little Weezer after the show.
You know? They're looking to colonialize an open mic. You know?
Is there any burgers in here? Get some burgers in here. Why isn't anybody drunk? That's annoying.
No beef?
No beef. Yeah.
Mate, have you tried a steak?
Yeah. Just becomes a refuge.
Yeah. So, and on last week's episode, we had Dilruk Jayasinghe. So it's become a
real
sub.
It's Brown Town. Yeah. Just like, Australia, it's being slowly overtaken.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We gotta get an Asian guy on next.
Yeah. Capra's the token white guy.
Well, I guess the Chinese executive buying this whole podcast is the next step, right?
Yeah.
Start
shilling for the CCP.
I would sell this podcast straight to the Chinese. Yeah. How much would it cost, Mike?
I mean,
$500
minimum. Yeah, I go
500 yen.
Yeah. Mike and I just go get drunk. Like, cool. Now we don't have to think about anything.
But then it just becomes us, you know, talking about the great leader, and you know, this is a propaganda pod.
That would be awesome, actually.
Yeah,
pro Chinese.
I think you guys could find a way to make it funny.
Yeah.
Talking about sucking Xi Jinping's dick or something.
Yeah.
I hear someone told me who had a podcast that like the most listeners they ever got was when they just mentioned China a few times.
I think that's come up on here before.
Yeah, well, sure.
You did the pod and then we tried to talk about China. The
okay, yeah, so yeah. Well, here it goes again, I guess. Yeah.
He's got deja vu.
Yeah.
He's reliving it.
We've had Andrew on too many times. He's run out of stories and stuff.
I only have so many.
What else is a big country that we could just keep mentioning, like Russia?
Well, we've mentioned India a lot.
India.
Russia, though, probably.
I do love India, man. Yeah. It was a great country. But I sent him a video when I was over there to try and get some stand-up spots. No reply back from three clubs.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know Joe Green. But yeah, I mean, we could also talk Russia. What are your thoughts on Russia, yeah, right?
Russia's cool, man. Ukraine. I like their new flag. It's all one color. It's,
I didn't know they had a new flag. Yeah. What color is it?
It's just all white. It's true.
Like a surrender flag?
They're like, we're launching the new flag. They're like, wait, surrendering? No surrender.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
No, it's for all sporting events because they won't show the actual flag. The square is just
okay.
I was having a little fun.
That's funny. You know,
yeah. That would piss Russia off, too.
Oh, Putin, you know, saw that, you know, for the tennis, some fucking player ranked in the 300s was just a white box instead of the flag. He's like, let's have a ceasefire. You
know? Yeah.
So that worked. Really.
The whole reason we're doing this.
I wonder if he's like ever like, I mean, this sounds insensitive or whatever, but I wonder if he's like, oh, that really pisses me off. More bombs. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll go harder.
Yeah, probably. You know,
I don't know. Like, guys like that, they just want to be prodded, I guess. Yeah.
Don't they? Oh, yeah. He loves a prod. Yeah. Putin.
He loves a Putin. In a prodding. Yeah. I don't know. What other countries? Are there any other big countries we could talk about?
There's big countries, bro.
Nah, those are the only ones.
Yeah. There's the United States. That's got quite a big population, right?
The number one country. Something like that.
But then we've got to compete with every other podcast.
But what do you got? Do you have to say something that's contrarian or inflammatory? You know,
if Trump gets charged with any crimes,
yeah.
I'm going to do something.
Oh.
That might get us attention.
You're going to storm the
I'm not
Canberra.
Saying that. I'm just saying meet me at Capitol Hill.
Oh, do you know what? Do you know what will get us some downloads?
Yeah.
Guys, Cat Williams, not funny.
Oh. Oh, no.
And I'm not taking sides with anybody here. Joe Rogan, not funny.
Greta Gerwig didn't deserve the Oscar, guys.
Oh, right.
That's really going
to
set
me Yeah. Do you know what? I'm going to go even harder. Ryan Gosling didn't deserve to get nominated.
I mean...
I'll go even harder. Greta Thunberg, not that hot.
Now, come on, dude. Now you're just being a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
just
all right. That's too much. I don't think... Oh, there was a hack that went out on the...
Oh, yeah. It was...
Giants in an episode. I had to send a text message to a guy I used to play tennis with in Perth that I haven't seen... in forever, and you found him in my contacts list. And Ganju, the picture that I had to send him was this one. Someone took the ring, the horror movie The Ring,
uh-huh.
And they changed the the girl that crawls out of the well and out of the TV is, you know, a terrifying little child.
Yeah.
But they changed it to a buxom woman crawling out of the TV with just giant norks and then crawling back into the TV with
big
a
butt.
With a big wet ass.
Big wet ass.
And so
that's really funny. Man, why did so someone good. Make that?
I know. We talk about this a lot of episodes, but like someone put a lot of time into this.
Yeah.
They're just like, how can I make the ring look hot? And it's so niche.
I know.
Like, it's so good.
It's really funny, man.
Yeah.
So I sent him that picture and my text with it. I said, "For my kind of ring. Hell yeah, brother." And then he eventually chucked it a ha-ha react. And then said, "I don't know about you, but I'd like to see Samara that."
Oh, man, it's so good.
Yeah.
Fucking
and I just haven't responded.
Oh, that's man, pretty great.
So good. Yeah.
But it's good to go years without seeing or talking to anyone, and then they get this shit. And then, and then it shows he's a good dude. He responds with a fun pun.
Yeah, that's great, man. Yeah. I think that's awesome. What a good friend. You should look
Are
him
you
up next
gonna,
time you're
Is that reigniting the
play
friendship?
A couple of games.
Yeah, what's that?
Is that reignited the friendship, you think?
Well, I haven't responded.
Now
I
just it's just just all J horror porn AI images.
The Grudge.
Yeah. The jaw's missing and something's replacing it.
I never watched The Grudge. Was it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a lot like The Ring. It's like very scary child, and you know, supernatural.
Turned out the kid was killed by an abusive. Same sort of twist.
There's always some deep trauma with the J horror.
I watched Godzilla Minus One yesterday. Really good.
I wanted to come. How was it?
Really good. It's worth watching.
Did you go IMAX for that?
Yeah, IMAX. Oof. It was great.
You guys saw but it's like the last session before it leaves cinemas right?
Yeah, damn.
Invite would have been nice, but sure.
I got invited.
You're watching your little tennis things.
No, the tournament's
over. You're in tennis time.
Were you watching tennis?
I've been watching a lot of tennis.
Okay.
Yeah.
America.
The tournament ends tonight.
Tournament.
And you're going to see the grand final.
I'm not. They haven't chucked me tickets yet. Sometimes I come through last minute.
But, it's pronounced tournament.
Didn't I say tournament?
You said tournament.
Tournament. Fuck off.
Michael, it's tournament.
It's tournament.
We are no longer in the United States.
Stick a friggin' U in that color, man.
Fuck, this conversation took a real U-turn.
Yeah, that was good.
I am probably the most hungover I've been recording a pod.
Because you went to NoFX.
I was at NoFX last night. I was talking to Ganju about it before you arrived. The great man Aaron Gox was on stage with NoFX, and he was staring at his phone the whole time he was on stage.
Fuck, that is awesome.
I got pictures of it.
That's so good. He was on his phone.
He was staring at his phone, I swear to God, the whole time. It's like I couldn't look away from him. Because I was like, rules. Surely... This is NoFX's last ever tour. They're playing all the hits. You know, it's fucking wild. And he's on sports.
Dude, he doesn't care.
There. Yeah, he's betting on the West Indies.
Or he's in some
group chat.
Group chat for like rugby league. Langer was the best. Lockyer was the best.
Yeah, because he started an NFL group chat as well, where he just makes declarative statements that have nothing, no insight, no commentary. It's just like Packers just kicked a field goal. Cool.
If he does that on like Facebook, it would be like a new viral thing.
If he did a
Twitter account that's just dry updates of sporting scores.
Yeah. So it was amazing that they got the great man. There was about 100 people on stage with them, but Goxy was front and center.
Funny.
Yeah.
Can you guys keep it down? I'm trying to watch this meme.
I went to the we went to the wrestling. We got free tickets to wrestling.
Like OCW?
It was like what is it? Renegades of Wrestling.
Oh, okay.
An Australian wrestling thing. I didn't know any
federation.
So free tickets and went along with Goxie and we're driving there. And you know, years ago when he blew up, it was weird for me because I've known him for so long. Yeah. And he blew up and he would be like, man, you got to put out like more videos or write more comedy. And he's like, yeah, I know, I'll do it when I feel like it. And I kind of like that because he was like, hey, I'll just do it when I feel like it, you know?
Like Todd Field.
But then now I think he regrets that. And he's like, man, I want to hustle. Like, let's put out some videos. Let's stuff. And I was like, man, you are like, I can't do like a video to camera.
Yeah.
Like, and make it look shitty. Because I've filmed my stand-up, you know, so... But I said, that's your brand. You can record a video every second day.
Yeah.
And just of some random shit of a McDonald's and you talking. Like, that's your fucking brand.
Yeah.
And it would go off. And he's like, yeah, but, you know, I want to collaborate with people. There's no fucking winning with this guy. You know what I mean? I just...
I expect you guys to carry this pod and, you know, I'll just sit back and watch the hilarity fly.
Which reminds us, all this tennis talk, Mike put out a great Patreon where he tells me all about the inside goss of recording the tennis show.
For the 100 and the Australian Open.
For the 100 and the Australian Open. Yeah. So check that out. He's got... some red hot goss on some tennis players.
Okay.
It's wild. Yeah. It's great. So check out the Patreon. It's really funny. Plus, there's also a Patreon.
I growled out Billie Jean King. So, spoiler.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, you didn't
now that's
that.
A real loss no, for feminism. That, that undoes all the good work. Yeah,
but there are some huge stories, so get across to that. And then also, the second January bonus episode is going up probably today,
yeah.
Which is the story of Capper's week-long bombing journey through the Woodford Folk
Festival. A week-long bombing journey. Yeah. Fucking brutal.
The Odyssey.
Yeah. But thanks to everyone that came. Thanks to all the faggots that showed up.
Yeah.
One time there was a guy who was like a fan. I could see he had a Ween hat at the front.
Yeah.
And watching all his friends walk out, then he's like, no, I'm going to stick by my man.
Yeah.
And then he left.
He killed himself.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
There's no more hope for this. Yeah. But if you just heard who Michael growled, you wait till you hear out who he sucked.
Yeah.
Rob Laver.
It's only on the Patreon. Just me and him and the house that he built.
I thought you're getting free tickets because of the TV show.
No. Yeah.
But really, it's because you sucked off Rod Laver.
Yeah. That dick is redder than his eyeballs.
Yeah. What was the Rod flavor?
Fuck yeah, dude. Now we're cooking. Cheese and onion.
Wow, carrying the pod like you wanted, man.
Did Rod say, you're turning me on?
Yeah, so that's up on Patreon. Get across to that. Well worth the few shekels that it costs. And we've been cooking lately, man. This is our first, like,
do you make them pay in shekels?
Yeah, shekels.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Mark Maron used to say that.
Did he?
Flick us a few shekels.
Well, it's a Jew thing.
Yeah, it's a Jew thing.
Never been a better time to be flaying the Jew stuff around.
Yeah, man.
Guys, should we get into the phones? Should we get into the phones?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Well, Gandhi is always weird about what we look at in his phone.
I've got some photos from India if you want to look at them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll do camera.
Oh, dude, not those here. Photos. Oh, yeah, dude.
Whoa, see what dude, I said I about the foaminess?
That's a
it looks like
person.
A yeah. It looks like a stout beer.
Oh, yuck, dude. Oh, yuck.
All right, so spinning the wheel to see what Capper is going through in my phone. And this week it is search history.
Oh my God, Michael.
This is going to be boring.
A lot of tennis shit.
A lot of NFL. I think there will be things like tennis players' wives and girlfriends probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they're sitting in their box, you know, and...
you want to be sitting in their box.
Yeah. See, I set it up.
That was a real...
You guys, man, that was a double match.
Yeah.
That was Kokkinakis and the other guy,
Kyrgios. Yeah. You remember Kokkinakis first. I love that.
Yeah.
It is a funnier name.
Yeah.
It sounds like coconut. I love that.
That's how it launched in your brain.
His head is shaped like a coconut. That's how I can remember his name.
Kokkinakis.
Word association is great.
Did you search for Flume for that ass eating video?
No.
What?
Well, I forgot that exists. He ate someone's ass on stage.
Yeah.
Flume? Did you miss that?
No. I did miss it.
Yeah.
He ate someone's butt on stage.
He did.
Like actual ATM or just like.
I think ATM.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's like at a festival.
Yeah. Was at like Burning Man as well.
Yeah.
The sweatiest festival.
Ooh.
And then he had burning lips. I don't know.
Then he had burning lips. From what, Michael?
From the hot ass.
Is that like poison ivy butthole?
Spicy butthole. That's the spicy butthole.
That's what he said. Well, just like Obama used to make.
He did a The Mask impression.
Flume was looked up because Luca Muller, friend of the show, came to NoFX last night, and we were with a crew of kind of crusty old punks afterwards, and he was talking about his love for Steely Dan, and that he's got a big Steely Dan tattoo on his arm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And someone said, "You man, you got to be the only person to Triple J with a Steely Dan tattoo." And I said, "Yeah, but he also has a Flume tramp stamp."
Ah, yes.
And it killed. crushed with these old punks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then for some reason, I looked up Flume to see how good that reference was, and it wasn't that good because he's old Flume.
Yeah, right? yeah.
It's like from about 10 years ago.
Exactly.
You can tell Flume's old because I think a news thing came out the other day or something that like he's been sober for a year.
What a
you know
loser.
When they always get sober? Yeah. You're like, ah, oh, you're old now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're gone, brother.
Yeah.
I don't think he was sober when he was fucking eating ass on stage.
No, definitely not. If he was, awesome. Like, that's pretty awesome. He's like,
I got to do something to get a buzz.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, that's what sent him into relapse, is that she shat a little coke into his mouth.
Was the turning point for you when you ate ass on stage? Yeah. He's like, oh, no, I'd been sober for a month.
Yeah.
I had more clarity than ever.
Yeah, that was...
my sponsor told me to do that.
That wasn't my rock bottom. Yeah. That was my...
It was that or have a drink. The Angry Dog, you've searched that for like three times. Angry Dog.
Pub I was looking for. It's right next to Festival Hall there in West Melbourne, and it rules. It's haven't heard of it, and if you're in Melbourne, go to the Angry Dog.
Is it one of those ones you have to go up a lift for?
No, it's weird. It looks like a brewery kind of just in the middle of industrial Melbourne.
That's one of the hardest words to say, brewery.
This one's Paul Goldstein, tennis.
Yeah, so Novak Djokovic got knocked out of the semifinals, and the first time I think he's lost a semifinal in Melbourne. And then they put up the stat of players who've beat him at the Australian Open, and there's only like three or four. And one of them from 2006 was a guy named Paul Goldstein.
Fuck, that's awesome, man.
Well, I was just like, I've never heard of this player at all.
Yeah.
If you see a Jew athlete, you're like, this is a unicorn. It's a unicorn, right? And you're like, this doesn't exist. And so I went and looked up this guy, and surely he just had like a very short career, but part of it was knocking Djokovic out of the Australian Open.
That's awesome. He can rest easy.
Oh,
Goldstein's resting easy.
Oh, man.
He's like, I beat that guy once.
Dude. And I'm claiming he's my uncle now.
It would just be at a barbecue.
Yeah,
he's like, probably younger than you.
Oh,
right?
I'm a tennis coach, or I do something else, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, cool. When did you get into that?" He's like, "Yeah." And you play anyone big? Yes. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. I did play Djokovic.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, knocked him out in the Australian Open.
Oh, dude, dining out on that forever.
Yeah, just, oh, man.
Like Flume dining out on an ass.
There you go. We got it back. We were lost in the tennis weeds, but then you brought it back to eating ass.
There's a couple of restaurants. Oh, this is funny. This is funny.
Okay.
Singles pickleball strategy.
That's actually how to pick up singles.
Yeah.
Pickleball. Yeah. Well, good luck in our tournament. We're all couples.
Yeah. I mean, because we've been playing a shitload of doubles, and then I started playing a bit of singles the other day, and it's a tactical game. And so I just wanted to see what advice there was.
I was surprised. I was surprised that someone did beat you. The Keno did beat you.
Yeah. I had I'm going to blame it on a physical ailment on the day.
Physical ailment?
Because I'd towel him up now. Because, OC also won a few games against me, but then went back and played the other day and destroyed him.
Destroyed? Absolutely. Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Well, we got to me. I thought you'd dominate. Really dominate.
Well,
hard.
I mean, have you played pickleball yet, Gantry?
No.
You'd fucking love it, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's
sounds sick. You've got you Googling strategies and shit.
Such a stupid name that everyone who what is this shit? It's some kids bullshit.
Yeah, why is it called that?
I have no idea. That's what I should be looking up.
So it's like tennis.
It's like small tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Table, anyway.
But it's bigger than table tennis.
Yeah.
So someone was like, table tennis too small. This is the Goldilocks.
Yeah.
Of tennis. It is.
Just right.
Okay. and what strategies did you learn?
Oh, dude, it's basically
hit the
same
ball
as,
back at them so it doesn't go out.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you really want to know.
No.
Okay. All right, so spinning the wheel to see what we're going through in Capper's phone. Ganju, you'll get Capper's.
Okay.
It is...
That, yeah.
That clicked over into... Okay, that's
great
draft,
background for...
Yeah. That's draft tweets, Cap. So we can either do your Facebook memories and what is it? The Instagram Explore page.
Let's do... Well, what would you like to go into?
Let's have a look at Facebook for starter, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you know how to get to memories?
No, get me there. Oh, wait, it's just right there.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and then it should show you the other ones if you click on it. This time of year, what summer, it's going to be some kind of...
Oh, see more memories, that's it.
You're probably up in Brisbane, I'd say... Frolicking in the sun.
I think this will have a lot of Fringe World stuff because this is one of the first years I haven't been to Fringe World.
Okay, yeah.
Besides the COVID years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just you.
There was one. There was a. That first photo was a classic photo. It was
I used to have a mustache and all.
Yeah.
There's you trying to. Is this Madame Tussauds or something?
No,
was
like it Madame Tussauds?
It's like you with a wax statue of Obama.
Is that the one in
and
Surfers?
You're fluming him.
In Sydney.
Okay.
I'm eating Obama's ass.
Hell yeah.
Eating Obama.
Yeah, that's like, I love this Obama.
Ass, not what your country can do for you.
Hope for my ass.
State of the Union between his lips and Obama's anus.
Yes,
nice.
Yes.
The commander in chief. Ass eater.
I'm taking health care of his ass.
Vice President Joe Biden, my ass.
That's good.
There was
a classic photo where it started with, where it was like
you,
Gerard McGowan, Sam Campbell, and Alexei. Oh, Alexei didn't live there, but they're all in the same house.
Yeah.
And we're all like hanging out. And I think we're all broke. And we went to some pub where it was like cheap lunch or something like that.
Yeah.
But then two of us had to buy lunch for the other person or something like that. We're all broke. Yeah, I forget when that was.
That house is legendary now.
Yeah, the Rat House. The Rat House. Henry Stone was there? Henry Stone was there. Yeah. That was a funny house, man.
Yeah.
I remember one time I really pissed Gerard McGowan off. We got one of those McCain pizzas. I was sleeping on the floor. And rather than cutting the pizza like just normal crust, I just cut it like a jigsaw puzzle, and it just fucking annoyed him so bad. He flipped out. He's like, "What the fuck
are
you?" Yeah. He's like, "What the fuck are you cut? Fuck, dude!" Like, really, really annoyed him. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I understand that
because the pieces then. You know, obviously someone's getting screwed if you got a little jigsaw piece. Right?
Yeah. But I mean, then you just eat another, like...
Did you just eat another piece?
Yeah. I mean, if there's like four people and you divide it into four very different size slices of pizza, that would be kind of awesome.
All these
that's kind of what I did,
you like just gave yourself like a big crescent moon.
It was like one piece was like the size of a coin. Yeah, dude.
And it's these broke open micers that are just like vultures going for this little
Hawaiian. I really
I'll do a fun bit with this meal that people have been waiting.
Also, it's just like, it's funny to just piss Gerard off. Like, it was really, really.
It's hard to do as well.
It's like working in a soup kitchen. You give one guy like a thin bowl of soup, and the next guy gets like a huge bowl. Capper's just giggling. Yeah. I gave that guy a shot glass.
I always used to do the thing of being like, to my friends, I'll go buy you a beer. And then come back and go and hand them a beer and then like skull it and then just skull the other one and then they don't get any.
That's like
beers.
An older brother move.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
My brother, he used to go to people and the smokers and ask for a cigarette and then just break it in front of their face and throw it away.
Dude, I don't know why, but to this day,
that's so awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty funny, but
that's
also
so
like,
good, dude.
Kind of psycho.
But still, to this day, one of the funniest things you could do to someone is smacking an ice cream out of their head.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, every time I see someone carrying a cake or whatever, and you just like. knock it into their face. It's like, so good, dude. It'd be so
but
funny.
A grown
to do.
Man about to enjoy an ice cream on a hot day,
and then
the bunny smashes it out of their
hand. Yeah,
fucking just
man,
wrecks.
Or like so good.
Just the classic.
Because you're so looking forward to an ice cream.
Yeah,
and then you get your flavor and stuff.
But yeah, as an adult, just being like, I wanted that ice cream, dude. What the fuck? You sound like such an idiot.
Yeah.
It was raspberry surprise.
Yeah, like nearly crying. Like,
I whacked a whole Guzman and Gomez burrito out of a mate's hand once, and because he told me like,
yeah,
see, he goes, wouldn't it be funny to like someone hit food out of your hand, like that'd be so funny.
Yeah,
and he got the Guzman and Gomez.
He said that while he was eating a burrito. That's crazy.
As you said, I just like punched it out of his. I prized it from his hands. Then threw it.
That would be a funny food to see like fly through the air.
Yeah, it's good. And a burrito hits the ground, it's done.
Yeah, it explodes.
It's so funny. He couldn't stop laughing. He's like, "That you got me. You got me good."
Did you have to buy him a new burrito?
Yeah. And bought him a new burrito.
That's a right thing.
It was kind of so awkward because you got to go back and go, And even though it's Guzman, they're like, oh, you're back again.
You know what I mean?
It's all regretful.
I'm surprised because, you know, the TikTok pranks, there's just turbo cunts out there just pissing people off. Like, I'm surprised they haven't done one where they just stand out inside of like a Messina and just smack ice creams.
Yeah.
That'd be so good.
I guess it's assault, really.
I do love that subgenre of online video of people doing a TikTok prank and then getting like decked and just like badly beaten.
It's always so satisfying. Oh, man. That American guy that was in Australia or something.
I've seen so many of them. But they're always like the guys on the ground, like bleeding out of his face, like, it's a prank.
It's so funny. It's so good.
The
man.
Lamest thing you have to say to stop a beating.
I've seen that. Like, they in the States. You don't want to fuck with the wrong person in the States, first of all.
They'll shoot you.
But also, there's just these giant psycho old men that will beat the shit out of you. I guess that's anywhere.
Yeah.
But like in the TikTok clip, there's just some kid walking up and whispering in old men's ears, and he would go, like this, dude. And most of them are like, what the fuck? Get away
it's
from
like kind
me.
Of not even a prank, no, really. Like, it's just sort of sexual assault.
And then one old guy just fucking bashes the shit out of him. And
fuck
it's just
finally.
Yeah. It's almost like what you're watching it for, because it's like, oh, isn't that funny to go up to an old guy and go, like this, dude? But to see
it's
it
not
bad,
funny, it's hot. It's like, do that because that's
it's like
dating, you know? Like,
it's like when Mooney slapped me at the party and I just backhanded him with a fist.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Gave him a black eye.
Don't slap a country boy.
It just came out of me. Like, I didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your
hand hit his fucking face.
Well, man, the funny thing is, I don't know if we've told it on this podcast before, but I was with Schaefer, Huey, and Taunton, and they took me to the gym, and I hadn't been in the gym in like 10 years, or I don't think I'd ever been in a gym, and they were watching me punch the bag like that day.
Yeah.
And they were just having the biggest laugh because I'm so uncoordinated. They were like, this is hilarious, like the way you hitting the bag, you know, like that would just, they couldn't stop.
Did
laughing.
You take a glove off and you were like slapping?
He was trying to hand it his wallet.
Oh man, a long time ago, these guys took me to play golf in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And they'd take me every Saturday morning. It was just a small course.
Yeah.
And I fucking hated golf. But I did get a lot better at it, and they're like, man, we don't know how you do it. That is the most uncoordinated swing we've ever seen. Like, we don't even know how the driver gets to the ball.
I thought my small course you meant mini golf.
No, it was like, you know how you have the nine-hole ones?
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, I was hitting the bag that day, and they're like, oh, and then they just saw me do this like after like copious amount of beers and drugs, do this like beautiful punch. Like, couldn't have been any more beautiful. Like, straight to the backhand.
It's your spinach?
Yeah. It's like my spinach. Yeah. It's like limitless. Yeah. Like, man, I just need 12 EMU exports.
Suddenly understand the mathematics behind the punch.
Well, was there anything else in Capra's phone, or should we go through Ganji's camera?
Is there anything on Instagram thing? You can just get onto mine if you want.
Yeah, let's just get on the Ganji's.
Yeah.
Let's just get on the Ganji's. Let's just get onto his little phone. His little phone.
His little phone.
His chubby little phone.
My little chubby.
My little chubby phone.
Well, yeah, you can have a look through these. These are photos from like India and shit. I don't know. There's probably some. I think I took some funny photos. All right.
See this.
Yeah. What would you say is your highlight of India? Because, dude, I went there for a wedding.
Yeah.
And you just have no time at all. Mm. Like, there was just 5 days of partying, and I hardly saw my friend that was the bride.
Yeah, right.
You're just getting chauffeured around all
the time.
Well,
it wasn't really partying because it was more tradition. But this was like there wasn't really a whole lot of like drinking and stuff going down most of the time. And then there was this opening of this massive temple over there that was a national holiday, so no alcohol was allowed to be served on like one of the days that was kind of the thing. But like
they really know how to party over there. Yeah.
But it was it was just real nice and like fun and like good food and shit. But I'd say like I don't know. Maybe the highlight, I don't know, in a day in between, we went to see like an India movie.
Great.
That was sick.
Bollywood?
Tollywood, actually.
Oh.
Apparently.
What's the diff?
Well, like Bollywood's Bombay, Tollywood's made more in the south, and it's like made in like Telugu language, but apparently it's come about because they were saying over there like a lot of Bollywood actors are Muslim and criticized the current government for having anti-Muslim stances, and then people boycotted Bollywood, and now it's all these like Tollywood movies that are like super pro Hindu and pro like India and stuff. Yeah. And like we saw these trailers for like this one, it's like just this Top Gun as looking ripoff thing that's just like about them just like bombing Pakistan and shit. And like the guy's just like in the trailer just punching this guy, like, get out of India. Like, it's fucking like full propagandistas. Like, but yeah, that was real fun, I reckon.
Yeah,
oh, man, right. That's great. But did it have the subtitles down the bottom?
No, I was just getting my dad to tell me what they were saying. And then sometimes they speak English, sometimes.
So you put on the full garb and like.
A karta. No, that was just like they had hairdressers for the bride and all the bride ladies, and then I was just like, "Can you just do my hair as well?" So they just gave it a fun little,
beautiful,
a curly ponytail. Yeah.
And sometimes I forget how beautiful your hair is. Honestly, it's like looks so shiny and nice.
Yeah.
It's like panty and Pro-V.
Wow, Mike really is hungover. He's handing out compliments.
Yeah,
but it's funny that Gandhi just has this gorgeous hair.
Yeah, dude.
On this like very slovenly body.
Cholo looking dude.
Dude. You should get the ponytails going each side, or is that kind of racist?
Pigtails.
Towards Cholo.
Right. I mean, yeah. I want cornrows.
You
maybe.
Would look sick, man. If you had the two.
A high pony.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's just a picture of some a cow and its calves.
No, it's like a boar.
Right.
That like was being followed around by two puppies, and I thought it was really cute.
That is awesome, man.
Yeah, it was sick.
You see the coolest shit in India.
Yeah,
man.
Some lady was like, oh, the mum's kind of died, so these puppies are just following this boar around.
Fuck, yeah. There's a Disney movie, right?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
We went to like a real, like my mate and I just like walked into a real brutal area. They were like, kind of get out, man. You're going to get robbed here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Of Mumbai. And then we just kept going. We don't know why. And we walked to this beach.
It's colonial instinct,
man. It was like, we're just like, we just got to keep looking. Like, this is so wild. You know, there was just, you know, rubbish everywhere. But people were playing with dogs. Mm. And there was like a goat there and like a fucking cow and shit. It was just all kinds of animals. And people were just mucking about on a beach like next to a, buildings, you know, next to like Metropolis, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it was sick.
It's interesting.
Were you fascinated by the fact that there's a time zone in India?
Why is there a time zone in India? I'm actually so fucking shocked. I saw a time zone in the middle of fucking Delhi in like a suit in like a fucking mall.
Yeah.
No, I was just like, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought time zone was Australian.
And then like, is the one in Geelong has even shut down or whatever?
Right.
But then like,
no, it's still there.
It's Geelong and fucking Gurugram.
Man, there's a huge one in Cairns.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Massive. Yeah. But so is it an Australian company?
I don't know. I thought so, man.
Right.
But like, yeah.
What are the games at the Indian time zone? Grand Theft Tuk Tuk.
Grand Theft Tuk Tuk.
Instead of Time Crisis, they have Time Curry?
All right. He's good.
Time Crisis, Assault on Pakistan. They replaced all the characters with Pakistani people. You're like, these are just civilians. Yeah. Like, we don't care. Imagine walking into Pakistan with a gun.
Instead of House of the Dead, it's Shack of the Dead.
Nice. All right.
Shack of the Dead.
I thought,
when you said Shack, I did the worst. Word association.
You thought it was Shaquille O'Neal.
Like, why would it be Shaq? Is he big in India?
He would be really big in India compared to they're really short.
Yeah. All right, we're on a riff. We're on a real riff train here.
There's some cricket stuff.
Steve Smith's just face planning as an opener. Although I think he did all right last night.
Yeah.
A lot of wedding stuff. It looks like a pretty...
yeah.
I mean, they...
Video
the
of me and
off.
My dad dancing.
Oh.
When I went there for a wedding, man, and they got married in...
There is one thing I want to show you, which is
in Mumbai, and it was like this 6-star hotel, the wildest wedding I've ever seen, and it's like what you described, man, right next to it, just shacks.
Yeah.
Just like, fuck. It was insane. Like, just like people living under tin.
I felt bad the whole time I was there. But like, there's a... This was served at like the hotel for some reason.
It's cottage cheese and barbecue sauce. The sign up next to it that says
describing
this is
that
cottage cheese and barbecue
sauce.
Yeah,
and it's in like a big drum.
Yeah. Did you try it?
Fuck no, man. But I was just like, is this what they think we're eating over in like the Western countries? Like,
oh my God. Oh
man, that's insane.
You'd be all over it, Cap.
I would definitely try it. Of course. I'm surprised Gandhi didn't try it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, I don't know, cottage cheese in barbecue. I don't need but to also explain like, myself.
The best advice I got in India when eating food, they're like, eat the traditional stuff. Mm. Like they said, the moment you eat a pizza or something, that's when you're in trouble because those ingredients have to be stored.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, traditional food, they're just pumping it out all the time. So not really storage or whatever.
It's all like vegetarian and shit anyway.
The moment you have something with bread or pizza or, you know, or cheese or whatever. So cottage cheese would be a big no-no
over there. Yeah,
That would be fucked.
Well, because you took a picture of a dish you'd eaten, and it's the plate, which looks like, I mean...
Wait, what is that?
Straight up pre-diarrhea.
Pre-diarrhea.
Wait,
You took a picture
of... This is from a pancake parlor. I don't know why I took this photo. It's the only time I've taken a photo of food.
I finished
and it's
my whole plate.
My empty plate of pancake parlor.
You're so proud of yourself?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I was I want to remember this.
Right. I had all my pancakes like a big boy. At midnight.
So that's like maple syrup and whatever the hell else you had on your pan. Because I was like, that looks, if that was...
No. That was not like, well, that was...
Cottage cheese and barbecue.
That was the aftermath of like, you know, the Alice in Wonderland pancake parlor.
Well, good for you. You ate your whole little stack.
I remember it was always the...
Fuck you, man.
It was always the sign of an Australian landmark. You'd always have some big landmark like the fucking Opera House or... You know, Canberra, you know, whatever that Parliament House is. And then just fucking pancake parlor right here. You know how we'll mark a touristy town? We'll put 24-hour pancakes.
Oh, yeah. In America, it's the IHOP, the International House of Pancakes.
Oh, really?
And it's a grim scene in there.
It's grim.
Oh, because they're open 24 hours as well. And it's just a fucking, just the real dregs of humanity.
I'd love a diner.
This is dicey. I saw this in your phone, so I'm still looking
this
at it.
This was sending it to someone to win an argument with them.
Really?
So, win an argument, but no, I was just like, if you don't want me to read it.
No, I'll read it. Do you want me to read it first or do you want to give the context for it?
The context was we were talking about someone was saying they're tearing down this statue in Cairns of Captain Cook where he's giving a Nazi salute. Yeah. And they were just like, it was made in the 70s, and he's just full giving a Nazi salute. And I was just like, that's that can't be that he was built giving a Nazi salute. I'm backing it.
Correct.
But then, so I found the actual thing I sent them. Mike, you can read it if you want.
Okay, so it says, many tourists and locals remarked on a hand gesture resembles a Nazi salute. Dr. Wenger said the commercial artist who created the statue based it on an illustration of Cook. And his quote here is, the reason why Captain Cook has his hand outstretched is that in the illustration, he's trying to stop some aboriginals throwing spears at him.
So it's like not much better, really. It's like, don't worry, it's not a Nazi salute. He's just trying to stuff spears. A bunch of spears like Neo at the end of The Matrix, stuffing the fucking bullets or something. It's like, why would you pick that illustration of him? That's fucking...
he's just like, just make something up, dude.
Yeah,
like make it up. Like, it's not a Nazi salute.
He's
welcoming.
But it is just like no, I didn't. Hell, dude. I didn't shit in your mouth. I just came in it, and my cum tastes like shit. Yeah. Like, it's kind of not any better. Yeah. If anything, kind of worse.
Greeting
like,
the locals of the land he's about to subjugate and commit genocide on.
Yeah. Like fucking
hell, dude. No spears.
Yeah.
No spears.
Halt.
Halt.
Accidentally invents the Sieg Heil along the way. Like.
Yeah, Hitler saw this and he was like, that's like, hey, good.
Yeah.
He was doing a tribute to Captain Cook stopping spears. That was the Hitler.
Yeah. So I just thought it was like a funny like.
So you won your argument.
Yeah. Australia's not racist.
Oh man.
That is so funny. That is straight from a comedy.
I found that kind of funny.
Yeah. Man, that is so awesome. Yeah. I've seen that. I saw it before they pulled it down.
Yeah.
When I was doing comedy.
I was saluting it, I assume.
I was saluting it. I was. I was like, ciao. Ciao, my friend.
I told my friend, and he was like, that's so racist. Like, oh, yeah, of course, all Aboriginal people throw spears. And I'm like, well, when they see Captain Cook.
Yeah.
That's
a legit reason. That's what you throw a spear at. Like, let's get him.
And his hand gesture obviously blocked the spear.
Well, I mean, we all know.
We all know how that turned out.
He was killed in Hawaii.
Yeah.
In so embarrassing circumstances.
They decorated the bride and groom's car. That looks pretty, like everything else at the wedding, pretty extravagant.
A lot of flowers.
Yeah. And so who was the family member that was getting married? Did you
see? It was, I guess, like my dad's cousin's son. So my sort of second cousin.
All right. So did you pick up at the wedding?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Right. All my aunties were like, are you seeing anyone? I'm like, yeah. Like, is she Kashmiri? I'm like, no. And they're like, you should get with a Kashmiri. I'm like, hey, if you can make it happen.
You're diluting the brown pool.
Yeah. Because that one was an arranger as well, which I found way more engaging than a regular. Because regular wedding, it's like two people I know have been having sex for ages, continuing to have sex.
Yeah.
And this, it's like,
well, you're not celebrating the fact that they fuck. You're celebrating their love. They're matrimony.
What are you talking about?
Can't you think every wedding is like celebrating people fucking?
That's why. Why is the main visual iconography putting a finger through a ring? Like, we all know what that means. Like,
if anything, you're fucking less, man.
The ring is the pussy. The finger is the dick. It's like this dick, this pussy forever. Like, I don't know what you expect. Like,
but a celebration of fucking. Yeah. Man, make sure you never do a speech at anyone's wedding. I'm glad these two are fucking.
But point being, at this one, it's like watching a, you know, Married at First Sight or something where they're like kind of meeting for the first time. You're like really studying their faces and being like,
I got this.
And then like you
how
kind
long
of like
before. I mean, it probably changes, but how long before an arranged marriage do they actually meet and know each other?
They had been like apparently messaging for like a year. I think they had met a few times, but they like he lives in New Zealand, she lives in India, and they both like had, I believe, like dated before and stuff, but just were like, I'm sick of dating, I just want to kind of settle down, and got their parents to find something. And then it's not like that, no one's being forced into it, and it's you sort of get options and meet people and sort of try it out a little first and stuff.
Yeah, right.
But yeah. So it's more like modernized, but it was still sort of like they have not really spent a huge amount of time together, so I feel like that made it more exciting for me watching the wedding, being like, what's it going to be like when they fuck for the first time? And I was like asking her, being like, have you been practicing? Like, have you?
They're standing on an altar, which is kind of like a stage. Exactly. Where
people get their ass eating. Flume officiating. We all know where this is going.
You're like, you pull
the worst country to pull that fucking stunt, though, let me tell you.
Playing with fire.
You pull the groom aside, you're like, this is how you do it, brother. You show him the flume video. Yeah. This is the way we do it. In the West, we have cottage cheese with barbecue sauce.
And we
we're always
us.
At time zone, and we're always eating us.
That was it, man. Your camera roll was like, other than that, the wedding stuff.
Yeah,
and then there was just a smog filled city. You couldn't even see the city. There
that's the air quality.
Man, one of the best nights I ever had in India was we caught up with this guy, a cousin of my friend, in Bangalore, and him and a mate just sat us down. We had a few drinks in their house, and then they just told us all the complications of meeting a woman in India.
Yeah, really?
Just like, your religion's got to line up. Your area has to line up. Mm. And they said even star signs are big over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like astrology and shit. That's all got to meet
very
up.
Very big,
and
yeah.
Like, then you've got to, the father is like, they don't let the woman go anywhere.
This is why they're all so horny on the internet. Because they're commenting shows Bob's and Vagen.
Well, also, I think then they think of like Western people as being just these horny maniacs where it's like, well, you just meet someone and sleep with, like, you know, and it's sort of like, I think they just like, everyone just fucks all the time over here.
But also,
which is true for everyone in this room.
Yeah. Also, we're not happy.
Yeah,
we're fucking a lot, but yeah, none of us have.
A lot of the sex is bad.
Yeah.
But maybe the reason why it is overpopulated is because sometimes it works commenting, show us Bob's and Vagin, beautiful lady, on an Instagram account. You hook up.
Maybe we should just all eat ass.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It was weird in the vows when he was like, and I'll honor your Bob's and Vagin.
Beautiful honey, kiss you.
I'm really bringing more shame to the family than I already did. I love you, auntie and uncle.
But coming to the end of the episode, Rohan, what you got, a show?
I'm doing a show on the Comedy Festival. It's called The Essential Rohan Ganju. I can't recommend it enough, honestly, to all of your listeners if they enjoy hearing me.
Yeah, I so want to see it. It's great.
Yeah, I hope you'll be able to come. If not, I'll send you the tape.
I've got five hair appointments in a row. I've got 14.
I never see anyone else's shows. That day.
But it sounds awesome, man. It's great. And
Comedy Untamed, you're running
running Comedy Untamed every week. Come on down. We've been selling them out lately.
It's looking full. I got to go there.
Yeah, man. Come down anytime. Mike.
I still haven't done it.
Yeah.
It's great.
You've kind of refused to, I feel like.
I don't know. Just sometimes I see the clips and I'm like, I don't want to do the World's Worst Babysitter. And then you get up there and you're like, Michael Jackson.
You want to keep it classy like you do on the 100? Like,
I don't know. I just
Michael either wants to be tamed on Channel 9, or not untamed.
No, no. I mean, I understand.
No. I actually will do it. It's
you're
just
one
like
of those erudite intellectual comedians, like Janine Garofalo Bill Hicks.
Janine Garofalo over here.
Your
joke about exposing your penis to the sun or whatever. Like, it's very classy stuff.
You. Yeah. I think I'm above it and I'm a better comedian than the people that do it.
And I respect you more for that. Like, I don't respect anyone who does my show. You pathetic loser.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course I'll do it. It's just I'm always
Cap is begging to get on every week. Let me be in the clips.
I like the clips. I just go there and muck about, and it does force me to write more. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Every now and then I get a good one, but sometimes you just bomb. You just bomb so bad.
And the people love it.
I think that's more it, really. If I'm being honest, if I went and bombed, I would feel like worse. You know? That
Because you'd be living out a stereotype as a Sri Lankan guy.
Yeah. And the fact that I just haven't been in town. I've been able to do it.
Oh, no, dude.
But I hear about the comedies being on.
Please do my show, Mike.
Also, Mike was like, he flipped his lid. He's like, how is Comedy Untamed? And I'm like, he goes, do they let you say like racist stuff and slurs and everything? And I'm like, no.
Untamed.
And he flipped out. He's like, God, no. that's political correctness. Doesn't like, even untamed is wrong. You know what I mean?
I said I heard.
I can't do the accent.
I said I heard the woke mind virus infiltrated comedy.
Well, we do perform in a 5G tower, so I don't know what you thought.
And then I think we might be doing a live show for the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yes, yes, we got to
get
it up and running. Yeah, you're probably on that. You're probably going to do
you
it.
I'll come and watch either way. Yeah, I'll do it for sure.
Yeah. Oh, the cat jumped on the table and it was really
as long as I don't have to do that lame thing where you go through like phones and stuff. It's just a little hack.
No, we're going to talk about like Chomsky and stuff. Yeah, and how funny. And then we're going to play D&D.
Isn't Richard Dawkins the other guest on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the docs.
Whoever else Dick was on Epstein's.
You like Dick Docs?
Yeah. What's the evolutionary reason why Flynn would eat an ass?
Fucking Dick Doc is like the rival to TikTok, but it's Richard Dawkins doing pranks going, oh yeah.
Oh yes. I don't know if he's British.
Oh yes.
So and then like we said before, get across to the Patreon.
Mike and I both have comedy festival shows as well. Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide.
So ambitious.
Get around them.
I do one. It sounds exhausting what you do.
Get around them. We cut out Perth this year and it's so good.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Get around us all though, guys. We need you.
Yes, we need you. other than that.
No hacks?
Nah. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm not
this episode's been long enough.
I'm feeling fragile.
Yeah. That's it. Make sure you fucking, I don't know.
I love how you're scrambling for a sign out because we've never landed on one, but sometimes like when you're trying to end the ep.
I don't know why. Can you do an ending?
What's a good ending for the show?
What a long, strange trip it's been.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It sucks so bad. You've been hacked.
Yeah.
You've been hacked.
Sing the chubby song.
Chubby.
I forget how it goes.
I'm a little chubby.
I'm a little chubby. I've got the half chubby. Take me to the puppy. Give me a little rubby. And see you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Phone hacks.